Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're in the middle of our Wisconsin statewide Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. You need the app to text in. All you have to do is text in the word of the hour, which I'm about to give to you, and it will qualify you to win prizes just for this hour today, the 4 to 5 o'clock hour, as well as enter you to win a couple of our grand prizes, which include a getaway to Wisconsin Dells and a getaway to Door County. We even cover your gas for you. I mean, who knew that a radio text to win giveaway could be so amazing for your summer? So if you want to qualify to win, please download the app wherever you get your apps from. It is free. And text in this word. I want everybody to relax this summer. Relax, R-E-L-A-X. And the fun will continue tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour on this fine program and with every single one of my Civic Media colleagues all day long. I've got Jim Santel with me. He's going to stick around for the entire show because we've got so much to talk about. I've been talking about this phenomena. In my opinion, the D-minus team of people that Donald Trump has appointed to some of the most important positions in government, one of the reasons that these departments will run poorly, the only reason they will run at all is because there are many thousands of goodwill civil servants that will continue to do their job to the best of their ability. But to the extent that these functions, these departments start to break down a bit, one, it's because Elon Musk, our billionaire overlord, took a chainsaw to government without any rhyme or reason, without using actual audit processes, et cetera. By the way, Donald Trump this week saying that Elon Musk is not really gone, that he's still here, he's here to stay. I mean, who knows? That's part of it. Here's the other piece. These people that he has appointed lack any credibility within actual expert circles in these particular function areas. They are functionally unemployable outside of the MAGA bubble. What does this mean? It means they're not competent enough to know the difference, frankly, between right and wrong. They don't understand the basic job description that they're signing up for. And when you don't understand the basic functions of your job, you'll just do what Dear Leader says.
Right. And right now, I'm getting a paycheck, right, in this position. I've got this spot right now. I'm not qualified for it. Maybe in their deep, dark recesses, they know that somewhere. I hope they do. But even if they don't, I'm getting an employment position right now. I'm not qualified for it, but I'm getting a paycheck. And look, all the attention of the nation and of the world is on me right now. There is nothing beyond that. There is no place for them to go afterwards. And so once again, what does that free them up to do? It frees them up to say nothing but yes.
Correct.
Nothing but yes.
The only alternative job for these people is within the MAGA regime. It's within the bubble. You can't talk, like, no credible people in the private sector will ever hire any of these people. They are forever tainted. The private sector and actual experts know these people are nonsense, and they've so prostrated themselves, they've so corrupted themselves that they have rendered themselves functionally unemployable anywhere in the credible private sector or credible industry or any other credible government unit. It's why, for example, I've talked to some of my colleagues in state and local governments across the country. Would anybody be surprised that they are literally overwhelmed with job applicants? It's all of the people fleeing this nonsensicalness. You add to that the fact that so many of these people are 100 millionaires and billionaires, so they're incompetent in their position. They're super out of touch. They can never work anywhere. And once you have given up your soul, once you have not, you fail to act with integrity, and you have done it on the most public of stages in the biggest way possible, it can never be clawed back.
And what you're doing along the way is you're establishing every single day when you make these decisions, not based upon your own education and insight, but based upon what either Project 2025, what MAGA insists you do. When you make those decisions consistently, is that easy to do? Sure it is. All you need to do is look down the list and figure out what box to check there. What you're not doing is any analysis that could, under any other circumstance, prompt you to say to your leader, to the office business person who's in charge, whoever you're responsible to, you know what? I've got a different perspective to be able to speak up and say,
with
I want to be heard
right?
with credibility.
It's just completely absent. And if you look at whether or not we're talking about, the Make America Healthy Again paper that came out that referred to made up sources. You talk about Marco Rubio, who was always a foreign policy and Russia hawk, has apparently been replaced by a pod person version of Marco Rubio. Thank you to our newer caller who asked about that. Yeah, where is Marco Rubio? He will never be able to go back to any credible place. Marco Rubio, for better or worse, has picked his team forever.
Yes.
Once you're in, I don't know how people extricate themselves because you have so denigrated any expertise you may have had. You have prostrated, you've given over your credibility, your independent judgment, your thoughtfulness, your good faith. It doesn't exist. And you're functionally, again, unemployable everywhere else you would turn.
And there are examples out there, Maggie, of just the opposite. When you've got people who do have expertise, we think a lot about a guy named Tony Fauci, right? It turns out that, yes, we saw him on a daily basis during the COVID pandemic, but turns out that this is a guy who's there with the CDC, who's got all these bona fides for years and years. That's the kind of guy. And again,
well, guess what Fauci's going to do? He could get a job literally with any other global medical organization.
Right?
That is not going to be the case with RFK. He worked for a bought and paid for made up group that paid him like a half mil a year to spout his nonsense. Oh, yeah. And I'm sure those people that run WWE are just the folks to run our Department of Education right into the ground. When we come back, we're going to talk small businesses and Trump's tariff terror with Sean Fetteplace of the Main Street Alliance. Don't miss it. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.